Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today is a very special day. It is our podcast-iversary. Woohoo!
Woo! Episode 365, and we have not missed a single day. We talked about this in yesterday's episode. That takes a lot of consistency and planning on our part, but also on the part of our awesome podcast producer, editor, Kelsey Henry. So she's celebrating with us and a part of the celebration just as much as we are.
We are doing something different that we normally don't do. We are recording this episode live with video, and we are going to post this on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. And, you know, you can watch and see behind the scenes what Tim and I do and how we record episodes and stuff. And today we're not really going to cover a specific topic other than the topic of WP the Podcast. We're going to kind of give you some data of how many listeners we've had over the past 365 days and, you know, kind of where we've come from zero listeners day one to where we're at today. So you want to say anything before we dive in, Tim?
Regarding the video, you know, some people that found us on iTunes, you might have zero idea what we actually look like. And I know for when I started and got into podcasts several years ago, 5 years ago, however long it was funny because when you hear someone's voice, you picture what they look like. And then when you actually see them, you're like, what? Like, it never seems to match.
Right.
So we might be, you know, way better looking than you imagine. We might be way worse looking than you imagine, but curious what look like.
This is us. Woohoo! WordPress shirts on and all. All right. Well, so let me just give a few stats, and I'm going to kind of give you an idea of where we've come from and where we're at today. And Tim's going to talk about some of our most popular episodes and most downloaded episodes. So over the past 365 days, we've had almost 65,000 downloads of our podcast. And that's fantastic, I think, because we don't do any promotion at all for this podcast. This is 100% organic. We don't share it on social media. We don't share it, you know, through our companies very rarely. We've done it a few times. But, you know, for the most part, this has been 100% organic growth and people just finding us on iTunes and through search engines and stuff. So what that means is, you know, we've currently get about 350-ish downloads a day of our podcast from none. And I think that's pretty awesome, you know, to have those kind of numbers with no promotion and completely organic and stuff. So what do you think, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I want to clarify, in case you haven't heard podcast stats before, everything with podcast is determined by downloads. And so even if you're listening it through iTunes and you're not, you know, you're streaming it, you know, on your computer and your browser, everything is considered a download. And so, you know, it's essentially a listen is what it is. It's you know, 65,000 listens. And so I know when I explain that to people, they're asking, oh, how your podcast is doing? You know, I got this look of confusion. Like, wait, what do you mean downloaded? Like, does that count people that listen to it, but didn't actually download it? And so, yes, it's anytime it's streamed, downloaded, listened to, whatever, it's all considered a download. Make sense?
It does. I hit a mute button on two places in two different spots, and I knew you wouldn't be able to hear me, so sorry for the slight delay. It does make a lot of sense. I think one of the best stats that is most interesting to me is that of those 350-ish listeners a day, 10% of them are listening to our podcast twice. That means that 10% of our audience is going back in and listening to the episode again. So 300 and ish of the downloads a day are unique downloads. That means that they're being downloaded one time, and then an additional 35 to 40 people are listening to it twice. So we must be putting some decent information out there to make, to warrant someone listening to us two times in one day.
Yeah, really great point. So I'm going to share some stats on our most popular episodes. Now, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that we cover a wide variety of topics. Obviously, WordPress is kind of at the core, but we branch off into business kind of from a WordPress, web design business. We talk about design. We talk about marketing as well. So anything in those categories. And so it's always fun to see. Look at the stats and figure out what people are finding most interesting and what they're listening to most. And so the most popular episode that we have is episode 319, How Often Should I Refresh or Redesign My Website? And so, yeah, that's our most popular episode. It was in July, so it's rather recent. The number two episode is, oh, and by the way, so that one has 375 downloads. The number two episode with 356 downloads, episode 261, The Best Tools for Creating a WordPress Product Company. That one did really well. That one was in the beginning of June. And then the third most popular episode all the way back from February is, let's see, The Only Three Things in SEO You Need to Focus On, episode 154. Those are the three most popular episodes to date. So it's really fun to kind of go back and see what you all have enjoyed listening to and all that. And it kind of helps us figure out, okay, maybe we'll do some additional topics around, these types of things, because obviously this is what people like. And so that's the beauty of anything with online marketing, whether it's blog content, podcasts, videos, you can let the data depict what you do. And so that's one of the things that we talked about a lot, using analytics to decide the content that you create in the future.
Well, Tim, let me ask you a question. Do you think we're going to make it to 730 episodes?
Yes. Wait, why 730?
That's 2 years, 365 times two, 730th episode would be 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what they can expect coming in the next year. Obviously, doing a daily podcast is quite a commitment. And, Tim and I run our own separate businesses, Aspen Grove Studios and Divi Space. He has, Divi Life and Tim Streifler Online Solutions, and we're very busy. So doing this podcast is it's quite a commitment, especially to do a daily podcast. A little behind the scenes, just so you know, we don't record every day. We may record 5 episodes. We may record 10 episodes at a time. Typically, we're not that good. I wish we could do 10 episodes at a time. We're typically, every few days we're recording a few episodes and then we're putting them out and stuff just because we're so busy. So, that's a little peek behind the scenes of how we, manage recording, manage a daily podcast. I think this next year we're going to dig into the analytics more, like Tim said. We're going to see what our most popular episodes are, kind of dive in around some topics like that, to try to give more of what our audience seems to want us to cover, and try to dive deeper into some of those topics and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And something that speaking of the analytics, something that I find really interesting is with podcasts, I kind of think of iTunes as like, okay, iTunes is like the Google, you optimize everything for iTunes and that's what everyone uses. But our analytics actually tell a different story. Only about 20% of our listens come from iTunes, with an additional 7% coming from the iOS podcast app. But there's a lot of others out there. And so it's kind of just cool to see that, Android, Podcast Addict, Overcast, let's see, Pocket Casts, things I've never even heard of for listening to podcasts people are using and everything. And so, it's pretty cool to see that we're not just on iTunes, but we optimize for other things as well. And this is a good reason to do so. The data tells us that we need to do that.
Well, we're going to continue over the next year or two, to continue to hopefully bring you valuable, relevant content to WordPress. On a personal note, from Tim and I, it's been a pleasure. We've met several people that have listened to our podcast in person, and that's been awesome. We appreciate all of the reviews that you people have given us, and you know, we feel really honored and stuff to be able to sit here and do what we do, and it's fun for us. You know, we love sharing our knowledge and stuff. So, Speaking of sharing our knowledge, Tim and I launched our course this year. Divi Business Expert Course. Class 1 launched on August the 1st. It's got nearly 200 students in it currently. We've got the second class coming up. So be on the lookout for notifications of when that's going to launch. And Tim and I are doing some preparations to get the second class of the Divi Business Expert. And one thing I know you can expect in this next year is that the WordPress course, not niched to Divi, will be released as well. So be on the lookout for that, of how to take your WordPress business to the next level and stuff.
Yeah, and hopefully some other courses too. I know David and I are both very passionate about internet marketing, and so we plan on doing some courses around different things as well. That's the beauty of courses, is there's so many different avenues we could go down. We could completely quit our other businesses and just focus on courses and do nothing but courses all day long, and we still would barely scratch the surface of all the different types of courses we could do.
Awesome. Well, Tim, it's been awesome doing a daily podcast with you, from me personally.
Yes. Ditto.
And I think that's it from us. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
One last thing, if you're watching the video, maybe this will be motivation to come watch the video. We have our official mascot here in the background, my dog Murphy.
Murphy!
Curled up on my recliner chair directly behind me. And so he's in a lot of our recording sessions. He's in his spot right there. That's one of his favorite spots to lay. So he's that the official WP the Podcast, WP Gears mascot.
Good old Murphy. All right. Well, hey. You've heard this 364 times. You're now going to see it for a 365th time. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.